أسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا صائغا للشاربين. صلوات
اللهم صل على
محمد. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from all calamities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His bounties upon all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our Imam, Hazrat Ajjalullah ta'ala Faruj Sharif.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. Today's talk is about our basic food and our basic need, and that is also great favor and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we can say that is our first food maybe for most of us, so automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has arranged for every child who is coming in this world, and that is milk. In Surah Muhammad, chapter 47, verse number 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The paradise for which muttaqeen have been promised, mean all those who are pious people or muttaqi people, they will go in paradise. So paradise, Jannah is waiting for them. So what kind of paradise is that one which has been promised for the muttaqeen? مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ. The first beauty of that paradise is there will be rivers of water. But usually if you see the rivers in this world, so they are full of mud or soil. The taste is not good there. Contents have been mixed. If you see the seas or oceans, there is a lot of salt. But the rivers of water which will be available in the paradise, so will be full of water, غَيْرِ آسِنٍ, that water will be unpolluted, that will be without any smell. There will be no impurity in that water. Number two, وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ. And there will be rivers of milk. But the milk, if we, the milk we have with us in this world, if we keep that milk for a few days, so that is usually destroyed, infected, taste, or the perfection or the characteristic of milks are changed. But that milk, the rivers of milk, which will be available in paradise, لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ, their flavor will not be changed. Their beauty, their purity, their perfection, that will not be changed. وَأَنْهَارُ مِنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, and the other drinks will be available, and the drinks will not be available in 1 liter packet or in bottles. So there will be rivers of drinks for those who will be thirsty, who would like to have any kind of drink, that will be available for them in the form of rivers. And the fourth type of river is anharu min asal musaffa, and there will be rivers of honey, but that honey will be musaffa, that will be soft, that will be pure, that will be clean. And usually the honey that is available here with us, so that is thick, and that cannot flow. Wherever you put the honey, if you do not heat up, do not raise the temperature of that honey, so that cannot flow. But the honey that will be available in paradise, so that will be in the form of rivers, and rivers mean there must be a flow. And that honey will be flowable at the same time, that will be very, very clean. Maybe you will be able to see your face in that honey as well. So these are different types of river which will be available in the paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give special place in this kind of paradise with Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Why I have quoted this? First of all, Quran that is full of ayat ilahi, that is full of signs. Secondly, that is remembrance of paradise. But I have quoted these two verses for the milk that has been mentioned in Quran as well. So milk is one of the most nutritionally complete food available with us. The most nutritionally complete food. So this milk provides essential nutrients for the growth, for development, and the maintenance of the body. And if the people increase the consumption of milk, so on one side, those people who will drink more milk, who will take more milk, they will reduce. So taking more milk will reduce, number one, risk of cancer. Number two, risk of osteoporosis. Usually the bones become soft and then fractures are very easy. Number three, cardiovascular problems, like blood pressure, high blood pressure, or like heart attacks, or like high cholesterol, or these things. So different problems of heart. So those diseases which are related with the vessels and the heart, so their risk will be reduced. Number four, those people, especially we Asian, the majority of us, maybe half of us, we are at risk of type 2 diabetes. So majority of us Asian, we are at risk of diabetes, especially type 2. So maybe this is related with our lifestyle, our food style. It is also related with eating of rice and bread. But most of us Asian, we are at risk of diabetes. Taking more milk will reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes, and also it also controls the obesity. Those people who are taking more milk, they will not get fatty or they will not become obese. So usually what is present in the milk? Because so milk of a woman and milk of a cow or milk of a goat, milk of a buffalo, so they are different animals. There's a little bit difference, but as a whole, all kind of milk, because milk is produced by mammals, and mammals are those animals which have breast or mammary glands. In the body there are mammary glands which produce this milk. So the milk, all kind of milk, they have protein, they have carbohydrates, they have fats. This is one group. Any kind of food we are eating, so basically they have these things, maybe protein, like meat, like egg, our carbohydrates, our bread, our rice, potatoes, so these are carbohydrates and fats, you know, the different kinds of oils, so these are fats. So milk is, as I said, this is the most nutritionally complete food. First of all, milk has protein, number two that has carbohydrates, number three that has fat. The other property of milk is milk has some fat-soluble vitamins. And vitamins are also necessary for our body, for our growth, for our health. So those fat-soluble vitamins which are present in the milk, that is vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E and vitamin K. And there are different kinds of benefits when we have these vitamins in our body. We are protecting ourselves from different kinds of diseases. And there are some other vitamins as well, and those vitamins are water soluble. And those vitamins are vitamin B12, B1, B2, B6, niacin and folate. So these are different kinds of six vitamins which are also present in the milk. Mineral wise, the most important mineral that is present in the milk, that is calcium, phosphorus, iodine, magnesium, zinc, sodium, potassium, iron, and selenium. So these are different minerals. These minerals are also necessary for our body. So as a whole, I told you the proteins, carbohydrates, fats, minerals and vitamins, and plenty of water. Almost 3/4 of our body that is full of liquids, that is full of water, maybe blood, maybe different kind of liquids. So as a whole, 3/4 of our body that is full of liquids, and this milk is also majority, maximum part of the milk that is liquid or water as well. So when we are taking milk, so this is the only milk which has all these important ingredients in it which are necessary for our body. The other foods you are taking, maybe you are taking protein, maybe you are eating meat, so that will have one type of food, that is protein. Maybe you are eating bread, you are eating rice, so that is having only carbohydrate. Maybe you are taking oil, or maybe different kinds of fats you are using, so that is having only fat. But milk is something that has every kind of food that is necessary for our body. And the first food that has been arranged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us, and that is milk. So as a whole, we should make our habit to drink milk, to take milk on daily basis. And we have to increase the consumption of milk. But these days, because we are not working physically, We work, but physically we are not consuming a lot of calories, so that's why we are putting on weight. And usually different kinds of milks are available in the market. So different types of milk which are available in the market, that is number one, that is the whole milk, or that is natural milk. And when we say whole milk, the content of fat, saturated fat, that the minimum percentage that should be 3.5% or more than this. If any milk has 3.5% fat or more than that, so that is called whole milk. Then is the semi-skimmed milk, 1.7%, or some milk have 2% fat, so that is called semi-skim milk. And other is the skim milk. There is no fat at all, or maybe 0% or 0.5% fat is there. So usually three types of milks are available. As I told you, in the milk there are fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins A, vitamin K, vitamin E, and D. These are present in the milk. And these are fat-soluble vitamins. These are necessary for our body. But if we are using that milk which has no fat at all, so then our body is unable to digest or to use these vitamins. So those people who are using semi-skim milk or the skim milk, so this is not a wise action. There is no need to use skim milk or semi-skim milk. Why? Because this milk, when it has no fat, it means most of the functions of milk automatically that has been reduced. So then maybe people will say, if we take the whole milk, then we will become fattier, we will put on the weight. Weight is not directly related with the milk. If even you use more milk, you will not become obese. Being obese, that comes to use of other foods or our lifestyle. But as a whole, we should try to use whole milk. Maybe if those people who have more weight, they can use less milk. But the milk they're using, that should be perfect or natural milk or the whole milk. Another category of milk that is available, or one usually 99% milk that is available in the market, that is pasteurized milk. Pasteurization, that is a process when the milk is gone through that process. So sometimes there is possibility there are some bacteria or virus in the milk. So with pasteurization, with help of that process, so these bacteria are killed in that process. So 99% milk that is available in the market, that is pasteurized. So that is no harm. And that is most popular method to save the milk. But another thing, that is homogenization. Some milk are homogenized. This is, what is this process? Actually, milk is passed with lot of pressure through small holes. When milk is passed with pressure through little holes, then the fat molecules or globules, these are broken into very small part. And basically, what is the purpose to do homogenized milk? That is to mix properly or to break down the big molecules of fat into small molecules. And usually those milk which are homogenized, when you heat up, you will not get that fat as you are getting from the whole milk. So again, this is not a wise step to use homogenized milk. Pasteurized milk, that is good. And UHT milk, that is ultra heat treated milk, or sterilized milk, that is again, that is treatment. All these different QHTR, sterilize or pasteurization or homogenization. So mainly these processes are done to kill different kinds of bacteria or germs if they are available, of if they are present into the milk. But as a whole, milk is the most perfect food that has been arranged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us. So the advice and the wise step for all of us is we have to use this milk on regular basis, especially we have to provide when our children, infants, they are young. And it is not advised at all children who are under the age of 5 years, so they should not be given skim or semi-skim milk at all, because they are in growth or in growing period. So, but for adult as well, so we should try to use whole milk. That is the best milk, that is the natural milk. Allah subhanahu why? Because our Creator, He knows what is the need of our body. Whatever by nature He has made or He has provided us, we should try our best to use that thing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us. Another milk that is called organic milk. Organic milk is when people are getting milk from different animals, and those animals are using grass or different kind of foods, and in the production of crops or grass or food, when none of the chemical is used for the cultivation of crops, and we are getting milk from those animals, so that is called organic milk. So organic milk or the whole milk, almost the main difference is the difference of use of pesticides or chemicals in the process of crops or the grasses. So otherwise, both are whole milk or the organic milk is the same. But this is great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it has been said, اطلبوا العلم من المحض إلى اللحظ. We have to gain knowledge, we have to strive for knowledge from birth till death. Likewise, this milk we have to use by birth, from birth to the death, because this is special blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah has provided us, why not we have to use the whole milk and keep us healthy. And when we are healthy at that time, we are able to work and serve the mankind. At the same time, we are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, inna l-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat, wa tawassaw bil-haqqi wa tawassaw bil-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض والجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوف وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط. أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين
عليه الصلاة والسلام
على فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اللهم اعجم بحضرا انهم يرانه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونبذ أمركم. The beautiful advice of our first Imam, Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
So this life that is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to respect, we need to have maximum use of this lifetime. We need to keep healthy ourselves as is possible for us. There is another thing of our first Imam, he said, when people are upset, when people are depressed, so that is not due to their health most of the time or due to their surroundings. Actually, mainly people are depressed or upset due to their own thoughts. What we are thinking, how we are thinking, how we are responding to different issues. So this thinking process and thought process, this is very important for us. Even, for example, famous story, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, when wounded and arrow was in his body and he was not letting to take out that arrow. But when he was praying and that was taken out and he did not feel at all. So then it means this is a level of thinking. What we are thinking, how we are thinking, how much concentration is there, and for who we are thinking. So that's why it's very important. If we are thinking positively, automatically our plan will be good and the results will be good. And if we are not thinking positively, so those thoughts will upset ourselves and will upset the other people as well. So as a whole, as a believers, this is our duty to control our thoughts, to think positively, to think for others, to think for future. And different kind of calamities, pains, misfortunes, or wrong things, mistakes, errors, if all these things are in our lives and always we are thinking negatively, then we cannot live. The time we have left our life, so we are increasing our pains, we are increasing our difficulties. So the best thing is, we should try to control our thoughts, thinking positively will reduce majority of our problems. And thinking positively will give us more energy to live, will give us more defense, immunity in our body to be healthy. And again, this comes, this thinking process, this planning process, from individual, it comes to the groups, it comes to the governments, it comes to the nations, how they think, how they plan, how they behave, how they plan for their future, how they think for others. For example, there is misconception that has been raised among Arabs. And who raised? United States. And what is that? United States conveyed the message and convinced the Arab countries, especially the kings, that Iran is their enemy. Iran will occupy them, their countries. So the biggest danger for them, biggest threat for them is the Iran. So they are convinced. So both are Muslim, Iran or Arabs, both are Muslims, both are neighbors. Both have lot of common things. But someone from outside convinced them and conveyed them. And what is happening? Recently, according to the report of Financial Times, just four Arab countries, they have bought weapons of $123 billion. The USA, that was economically going to be failed. Now, Muslims are boosting them, helping them to survive, to stand up, so that tomorrow they should come and sell more weapons, kill more Muslims, and more bloodshed of Muslims. So what happened in Libya? More than 50,000 people have been killed. The same Al-Qaeda, the same Taliban, who are terrorists for them in Afghanistan, same people are their friends and Mujahid in Libya. They're not different people, they're same people. So the same people are being killed in Afghanistan. Why? Because they are related with Al-Qaeda. They are Taliban. And if the same people are going to topple the government of Gaddafi and going to kill their brothers in Libya and doing bloodshed, so they are happy. Why? Because they want to occupy the oil and the gold of Libya. But how Muslims? As I said, the thought, positive thinking. What kind of thoughts we are having? Just someone has created misconception and then Saudi Arabia ordered to buy $67 billion and United Arab Emirates $35 billion, Oman $12 billion and Kuwait $7 billion, different kind of weapons and missiles they are buying to defend themselves against the threat of Iran. Iran is telling them, I am not coming to attack you, I am not coming to occupy you. We are brothers, I am there to help you. Any technology we have, we are there to share with you. But they do not believe. So thinking is very important for us. And we are making strong our enemies. and weakening ourselves just with negative thinking, with misconceptions. Or maybe those people apparently who are Muslims, they are perfectly not a Muslim. They prefer their own interest. They do not think about Islam, they do not think about the Muslimin. They are thinking how they can prolong their kingdom, their own interest. So when we are taking decisions, it's very important what kind of thoughts we are having and what kind of decisions we are taking and how that is affecting or changing the future of different nations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to have positive thoughts and to behave and to plan the good plans, and we have to think and plan positively with everyone who is human being, whether Muslim or not. We have to think positively for them, and inshallah, when Imam Zaman ajalallahu he will come, inshallah. So he will deliver the justice. He will deliver the positive thinking. He will deliver the most perfect plans, and then the people are. Ultimately, they will stop bloodshed, they will stop wars, and they will share peace and harmony and understanding with each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our Imam as soon as possible. Just one hadith of our Prophet Muhammad. He said, "Sharru bika'i al-ardi al-aswaq." وخير البقاع الأرض المساجد. The worst of the places on the earth are supermarkets or the shops, bazaar. وخير البقاع الأرض المساجد. And best of the places on earth are masajid. وأحبهم إلى الله أولهم دخولا وآخرهم خروجا منها. And Allah loves those people who enter into the mosque first of all. Those people who plan, he should be the first person to go into the mosque. وَآخِرُهُمْ خَرُوجًا. And he planned someone who should leave the mosque at the end, he should be the one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people. But those people who never think to come in the mosque, who never plan to come in the mosque, they expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them. Allah love those people who come into the mosque and stay in the mosque. And those people who never come into the mosque, they never plan to come in the mosque, they never think to come into the mosque. They never think how they can manage the mosque in a beautiful way. They never think they should change the mosque, a place of beauty, a place of love, a place of guidance, a place of support and help. So that will happen when people will come in the mosque, they will sit in the mosque, they will think in the mosque, and they will stay in the mosque. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to love the most so that we should be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-qawsa. Fasfalli li rabbika wanha. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abda.
Allahumma